The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, is with us at the Nevin Institute today, Economic Research Institute. Told us something shocking about the affordability of houses. It was easier for people in their 20s and 30s to buy a house in the 1980s than it is today.
That's right, Matt. Yeah, a very interesting report that they did where they looked back in the house prices, the size of deposit you needed, the sort of income you needed to buy a house in the 80s, and compared it with most recently. Now, the figures are not brilliantly up to date, they're 2014, but it is very stark stuff coming out, Matt.
But if it's 2014, prices were a lot lower then for houses, so things are going to be worse in 2017.
Yeah, the squeeze is on. So essentially, you know, one of your correspondents there was giving out about millennials and snowflakes, where there was the reference to them, but I actually feel sympathy for them, real sympathy.
I think they've been screwed.
Absolutely screwed, and you make that point very well in a very good column you have today in the Daily Mail. Rising house prices mean that a younger generation is getting screwed as an older one catches a break. And as essentially, people who bought houses in the 80s and 90s, they're doing very well. You know, the property prices are surging ahead, and you know, those people have probably paid off a lot of their mortgage, probably comfortable in their job security, good income increases. Not so for the younger generation. Obviously, the people who bought, you know, around the Celtic Tiger time, They've been hit hard. I mean, obviously they borrowed too much.
There is some respite for most of them, because with house prices improving, an awful lot of them, not all of them, but an awful lot of them are coming out of negative equity.
Nearly all of them are out of negative equity now. The ESRI had a report recently, and I think I did the calculation on the percentage figure they gave, and it worked out at about 70,000 people left in negative equity. Now, obviously, people who bought apartments, and particularly in more outside city centres, are still in negative equity, and they're going to be a very long time before they get out of that. But for the main part, yeah, you're right, people are out of negative equity. But it is this millennial generation. There was a report out yesterday as well from Credit Suisse, as well as that Nevin one, and they talk about the millennial disadvantage. Now, that is essentially tighter mortgage rules. I mean, the central bank have rules which apply here, but it's international. Growing house prices, which is squeezing out the millennials. Income inequality. You know, the younger people are on lesser income. They also have precarious kind of contracts, and they don't have the steady job. And the other thing is lower income mobility. In other words, their ability to increase their income is not just there the way it was for other generations.
Just think of it. If house prices go up by a minimum of 20% over the next 3 years, as the ESRI has said, there is no way people are going to see their earnings, their income, go up by 20% at the same time as well.
Absolutely right, Matt.
Yeah, they have to get a 10% deposit together at least. They're limited to 3.5 times their salary. Now, there are good reasons for that from
very
a safety
reasons.
Point of view. However, if house prices are like that, then so many of them are just priced out of the market entirely.
They are, exactly. I mean, and you know, that's a projection you talked about that the ESRI have of house prices going up by 20% in real terms. In real terms, you know. So, but even the last year alone, the latest figures show that house prices were up nearly 12%. Now, nobody's getting 12% pay rises. Majority of people are not getting 12% pay rises. And as you say, you're heavily restricted in what you can borrow in terms of the amount of income you can use to calculate how much you can borrow and the deposit that you need.
Listener says, those who bought or built in the 70s or 80s were screwed by the banks by forcing buyers to take out high interest bridging loans. I understand the point that you're getting at there, listener, but the houses that were built in the 70s and 80s are now worth a multiple of what people paid
and
for them at the time.
The bridging was a temporary thing that they had to get into a bridging finance before they got usually a building society loan. I remember that, people talking about that.
But the key figure here, and I think this is more relevant, I mean, you have it here, in 1987, you had to save 31% of your after-tax earnings to get to your 10% deposit. Mm. It's now up to what?
41%. 41%, Matt. 41%.
Sorry, that's outside of Dublin. In Dublin, it could be over half. 52%.
Exactly.
So all this nonsense about don't have your toasted avocado and whatever and stuff like that is nonsense.
There and we haven't even mentioned rents, Matt. I mean, you know, a lot of these people are renting.
How are you supposed to save when you're having to pay massive rents?
I mean, I did a calculation during the week from Daft Figures showing that they were saying that the average rent is now in Dublin is €330 a month more than during the peak rents during 2007, 2008. That works out at €4,000 a year, higher than at the very peak, the last peak we had and went back in the crazy days. So, you know, rents are just draining any extra finance that these people have. So they can't afford to get on the housing market.
So this is a national crisis.
I wouldn't be talking about snowflakes. I wouldn't be dismissive of them. I actually feel genuine sympathy for these people. They're being heavily squeezed, screwed, if you like. It is a national crisis. You're absolutely right.
National crisis. And it could all be dealt with by supply. No, you can't have supply immediately. We're years behind where we should be in building new houses, but there should be a national priority to build as many houses and apartments as possible.
We need at least 55,000 houses a year, according to Ronan Lyons, the professor in Trinity who does the DAFS reports. And what are we building at the moment? Probably about 18,000 units, you know, not near half enough. We need to get over ourselves. In cities, we need to go high. We need to build apartment blocks. And, you know, we need to house people. That's otherwise, they're just going to be squeezed.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.